They're smaller.
Well, just about like a branch. We call that
string. Okay.
Uh-huh.
Then a crumbing, when water is coming across a field, sometimes it'll wash the soil away and it leaves cut places, mm-hmm. and that would be a.
Well, we call it a washout.
All right. Do you ever hear it called a gully?
Yeah, gully.
Now, is a gully, does a man make a gully, or does the water?
Water makes gullies.
And a man makes a ditch?
Makes a ditch.
I see. So if water washed it away, you wouldn't call it a ditch?
No, called it a gully.
A gully. Okay. Good. And what about some names of some streams, some creeks over here in this neighborhood?
What's that?
What about some names of some creeks in this neighborhood?
Well, we
think of any.
We got the Baker's Creek. That's what you're talking about.
Yes, that's right.
And then we got the Jackson Creek, and then we got the 14 Mile Creek here, and then we got the Osborne Creek. What we call when we saying it coming out through a certain places
they name them according to the person's place that it comes up.
Sometimes. Yeah. Now this creek you're going over today we call the Baker's Creek.
Baker's Creek.
That you go over going on out to McGee's.
I see.
And now they, it's another little creek on up above that, going down, called the Jackson Creek. It goes down now. It empties into Baker's Creek.
Oh, it does.
And Baker's Creek empties into 14 Mile Creek.
Oh.
And 14 Mile Creek empties into Big Black.
I see. Around here, I think the land is pretty much flat land as far as I could see. But if you have a small elevation in the land, you'd call it a
hill.
All right. Do you call it anything else?
Well, we call it the high ridge and hill land.
All right. Do you ever hear it called a knob?
Knoll
or a mound?
Well, we had mounds.
Now, is a mound different from a hill?
Well, up further up here they call mounds where it's a hill slope down, it go up and then come sloping down into the bottom.
I said, but would a mound be different from a hill?
Mm-hmm. Mound would be this high up than the level.
Would a mound be higher than a hill?
Oh no. But usually the hill tall than a mound is just a little something.
A mound is smaller than a hill.
Smaller than a big hill.
I see. And even bigger than a hill, you'll have a
mountain.
All right. They don't have any of those around here.
No, you don't have any mountains around here.
Do you happen to know anyway what they'd call a place between the mountains?
Valley.
All right, but the place where you can go through.
Oh.
Did you hear it called anything, a notch or a pass or a gap?
Oh, that called it a path.
Okay.
That you go through between that, you call that the, well, you go through the path to lead you through there.
If you're driving through the mountains and you look off down to one side, you'll see a steep, rocky cliff